Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
It's been a recession for 100 years. Everyone, it's always a recession. You know how long we've been in a recession for? I feel like all people talk about is a recession. And then you see the grocery stores and the banks have a profit of $50-100 million. I'm very confused about a recession. Who's in a recession? Are we or are we not? Are we going into one or are we in one?
And when is it going to be over?
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you watch this.
So this is, you know, your Tuesday chit-chats with Kat and Nat. And oh my gosh, we have just evolved so much from like our Facebook Live chats to our car chats to the podcast. In the podcast, we appreciate everyone who's listening to the podcast. The podcast is our baby.
We appreciate you all.
It is how we feel so close to you. And someone recently said to me, can I give you a compliment? And I said, yes. And she said, you know, I drive in the car a lot. And
Can I give you a compliment? No. No, you can't. Actually, no, you can't. I don't like compliments. I just like when you like are rude to me.
You know what's funny? A couple of moms have said that to me when they're talking about like, I listen to your stuff. Can I give you a compliment? Like, you really make me feel, it's like, it's been multiple times they said it like that. And if I'm like, I love that. Like, what would I say? Like, no, I think it's just like, I just want to preface something. And no matter how it comes out, I want you to know it's a compliment.
Okay, I like that.
That just like you've really like gotten me through, or you know, in car rides, you make me pass the time, you make me laugh, you make me feel normal. And that's ultimately what it's all about. And yesterday we went to go speak at a York University in Toronto to a class, a psychology class, and we were talking about psychology and mental health and really marketing and
business,
communities.
Yeah.
And how it's crazy that this whole thing started from
the bottom, and now we're here.
From the actual need of the two of us for a community. Like, other people start companies for like lots of other reasons. Ours has never changed from the fact that we just wanted a place to feel like we belonged, felt normal, and didn't feel like we were losing our minds. Because in motherhood and being a woman, sometimes you're just not sure where you're at on the spectrum of all of that. That being said.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you want to listen to this podcast without ads, you can go to Apple and subscribe. It's really inexpensive, and then you don't have to go through all the ads. Also, I was looking through some pictures recently because we've just been, you know, trying to update some of our photos and different things. And you know when sometimes you look at yourself at a picture and you're like, I was really looked really good at that time.
Oh.
And you're like,
Are you there right now?
I'm not in my pretty girl era right now.
Oh.
Right now.
Okay.
In this moment. I think you're doing great, by the way. I think you're in your pretty girl era.
Oh my God. Thank you.
It could be Sculptra? It could be Sculptra. It could just be you. It could be my eyes looking at you. You know, you never know.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm not in my, and I think, I don't think I like my hair right now, but I think that also like my hair, if I don't have blonde highlights really fresh, it gets so dirty the next day that I have no option than to like slick back, or it looks really dirty. And hair is a huge confidence booster for people.
Yeah.
I'm just not feeling it right now.
Okay.
And then sometimes I see like in a video, and it might not be even day we have makeup on, but I'm just like, I look so pretty that day. And I'm like, what is different? Like, what? It's not like I used to drink a lot of water. It's not like I went through a phase where I didn't drink alcohol. It's not like my diet's any different. Is it winter? Is it my eyes? Or is it me? You know what I mean?
Yep.
Do you have those?
All the time.
Okay.
We've talked about it on
No,
here,
I
which,
know. Well, let's
no,
talk
I'm saying
about
to
it
to the
again.
Point where it's like, yeah, no, I think we all have it. You know, I think it is a reflection of how you feel and what you're managing and co-managing in your life. And when you feel like, I think it's fresh or not fresh. Like,
so it's not actually your face?
No, I think that.
But we do have ugly days. We have agreed to that, right?
Yeah, no, but I think that people have moments where you can see, like, you're like, oh, you know, there's someone in your life, and I won't say who it is, who you notice probably more than him when he is probably stressed or like not like,
yes.
Right? So I, hold on. I'm on my like last two retainers.
This is so exciting.
I'm almost done that. And it's been amazing and I'm obsessed, but wow, it's just that it's really tight because I just put one in.
You're going to feel so naked when you're done your Invisalign, by the way.
Well, yesterday was a great day because I had it out all day and I shouldn't have because I was a bad girl. But anyways, I feel like if you're self-aware, then you're like, I don't, something's not right. And I feel like sometimes physically it's an indicator of what's going on in your life. Because I feel like if things are going like banging, you probably don't look bad. I do feel like that I can only assume, I'm just guessing, but I think that it is a vibe of, you know, like things are great. I feel great. My hair's done. Like, let's go. Like, I got my outfit on. Like, it's like a package deal for women. And I think if we feel like kind of like, And then we get, you know, we get a little bit more, because I don't think your husband wakes up and is like, I don't look that great today. But you wait, you, when he, if he wakes up and you look at him, you don't, you're not great today. Mm-hmm. You probably know his mood better than him based on the way he looks.
Yeah.
But people probably outside, they'll say, wow, you look great today. Usually when like your something's done more.
Yeah, no, it's very true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does everyone get what I'm putting
like a,
down?
It's like a puzzle. The other thing I think, because I was trying to think why, when because sometimes I look in the mirror and I'm just like, holy, like
congratulations.
You really got lucky in this life, you know?
Yeah.
And it hasn't been recently. But I also feel like I really think, you know how they say there's something to be said. I know how...
I'm just rearranging our set because you're really close to the table.
Physical activity is great for the brain.
I love that we're back here.
I'm not.
I love that we talk about it all the time and it never happens. I love it. I love that your narrative is I'm going to build muscle with soup cans in front of the TV. Mm-hmm. I
don't know how I could actually do it though. I know I should, but I like people are like, all right, so this is your commitment. I'm absolutely not.
Yeah, no.
It's just something I know I need to do.
I just like hearing you talk about it. It like, really
my stomach is just, it just feels like kind of gross and like.
Well, see, you're in a mood.
But there's no way I can physically change my body. Like, I mean, sorry, there is a way, but how do I do it?
It's called, I mean, okay. I'll be completely honest with you. The gym is shit.
Oh, I'm not going there.
I'm just saying, like, working out is shit, okay? And it is, I was with one of my girlfriends, and she's like, I have no ass. And I'm like, I looked. I'm like, you actually do have a little bit of an ass, right? And I'm like, you do. And she's like, I'm really trying to build it.
Oh.
And I was like, you know, you get to a certain age, it's called over 40, when you're just chasing to even just keep your shit together.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you're not even trying to get better.
Yeah.
You're just trying to stay, like, not falling apart.
Right.
So I'm like, at this point, it's just about not falling apart. And I'm not suing, like over 40 people. I'm just saying, when you're 21 and you go to the gym for 2 days, you have muscles. Mm. When you're 40 and you've had a bunch of kids and you're, like, trying to manage life, it's just fucking, let's just not die. Let's just let's not break a hip and die. Let's roll here and keep things moving because.
I have so far to go to not break a hip because you have to build muscle around.
I mean, here's what's going to have to happen. You're going to have to basically become a fitness influencer like for the over 40s because it's a full-time job.
I'm not doing that.
So you're going to have to quit.
I'm not doing that.
Because the people are like, it's not too late to get the muscle. It's too late and you really,
I don't think it's too late for me to build muscle.
Well, lucky you.
You're
not going to be, unless you become a fitness influencer, you're not, I like.
So can I just, so there's no choice.
Just so you know,
no
I'm obviously in my lying era. Like
no,
I'm in my.
So am I.
Okay, good. There's no hope.
There's no hope. So don't even start.
Well, either you know what you are right now? You are me for my whole life where I beat myself up for not doing something. So you either do it. Remember when I was like.
Either do it or don't
you
do
used
it.
To, you,
but I want to do it, but I can't do it.
So. Here's the thing.
I know.
You either got to be who you were and not feel guilty. Like because you're talking.
But I'm afraid that I'm going to get like my arm hurts now. And I think that's because I don't have any muscle. So
my
am
arm
I just
hurts
gonna
too.
Get,
and I work out all the time.
Exactly.
Because I sleep on it
fuck
like
it,
this.
I'm not doing this.
You know what it is? Because we've been doing too much for too long.
Mm.
Like we've been sleeping on our arm for too long.
Oh, too many years. We've been around sleeping the same way.
We've been around too many years.
That's why it was inevitable.
Literally, it is. I work out all the time and on my shoulder, I can't do like shoulder shit on one side. I went and got be stretched the other day because of it.
And
my fingers go numb because it's too tight up in here, up in this joint.
I'm
not saying you can't do it. I'm just saying.
Oh, I know. Don't worry.
Don't be me where you think about it and think about it and think about it and you don't do it.
I don't think about it too much. I just think about it as something that I should probably. I think I said this last year in the spring.
You
I'll
should
do something.
Probably also not drink two bottles of wine in one night.
Well, I don't.
On a weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Wait, I'm not stopping that.
Exactly. You probably shouldn't. You probably.
I know. But
shouldn't drink Diet Coke.
Be good? What?
I'm just saying you probably shouldn't.
But isn't it really important to move your body as you get older?
Probably.
Like, this is what I hear. I don't know. It's true.
You do.
I don't really. I've been very lazy lately.
You move all the time.
I do.
All the time.
Are you shitting me?
I'm not. You move fast too.
What? No, I don't think so.
You used to sit down so. I really do.
I literally feel like I've never sat so much in my life.
I don't think of you sitting at all. And when you walk fast.
I'd never walk. Where am I going from the car?
You walk the, well, you're just, well, you're cooking in the kitchen. Here's the thing.
Okay.
You know when you're going to get really screwed?
When?
When you stop, really stop moving and sit at a desk. Like a lot of people sit at a desk all day and then come home and sit.
Do we have to get a job?
Probably. We're probably, this is probably over. Let's take a quick break.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome. Like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you've been following us, you know we are last-minute planners when it comes to summer, except for this year. We even have one of our kids going to overnight camp for a month, a whole month. We're super excited for them, but we are getting anxious about not seeing them for that long. How will they cope? Will they make friends? Will they be homesick? We all have our own unique set of stressors, varying in size and significance, yet when we hold on to them, they can gradually take a toll on our well-being. Fortunately, therapy provides a safe space where you can get things off your chest and find effective strategies to work through whatever is weighing you down. Therapy offers a place to discover strategies for stress reduction and balance in your life, helping you face life's challenges with new strength. Like when your tween goes to overnight camp for a month and you're trying to put on a brave face. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, designed for convenience, flexibility, and tailored to fit your schedule. Simply complete a short questionnaire to be matched with a licensed therapist, knowing you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/catandnat today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/catandnat.
We got paid today. Nat's like, we got paid. I'm like, Not enough.
I'm like, I feel that. I saw that go into the account and I was like,
that's
shit.
Nothing.
Well, great. That just pays off the credit card from yesterday. I think that when we're older, you and I are going to be like in a warm place and we're going to do walks because we're going to walk and talk. Because I see older people walking and talking.
I just said to somebody.
What?
I said.
We're not going to walk?
No. We have older kids in grade three. I mean, I'm going to call her older. Okay.
I know. Those fuckers taking so long.
I'm going to say we have older kids, right? Mm. And I'm definitely getting a house in a warm spot. Mm. I'm not doing this. I'm actually declaring it. I don't know what I need to do, but like, I'm not doing this much longer.
Okay, me neither.
I'm not doing this.
I'm tired of this.
I'm not.
I'm so bored of this.
I'm not doing this. I'm like, you know what? Parenting's taking a long.
Is anybody just bored of the way it's been for so many years?
Yeah. And then my kids are all like, so-and-so is going here on March break. So-and-so is going here on March break. And I'm like, we can't afford it. We cannot afford to go away on March break. I cannot afford it. It's too expensive, number one. And number two, you all have sports.
It's actually kind of a little bit of a blessing in a way, I know, but that like our kids, I mean, listen, if they didn't do sports, we'd have more money, so we could probably go away on March break. But I kind of like the fact that I'm not like saying, because there's lots of things I tell my kids we can't afford, but I'm glad that I don't also have to say we can't afford March break.
Because they just know?
Well that, but they're not allowed to go because of the boys' hockey. So well, I'm kind of like,
it's great.
It's kind of an excuse that I don't have to say one more thing we can't do.
Yeah, and then everyone's talking about a recession. Like everyone gets a recession. I'm like,
oh,
shut
everyone's
up.
Everyone's cutting back budgets.
It's been a recession for 100 years. Everyone, it's always a recession. You know how long we've been in a recession for? I feel like all people talk about is a recession. And then you see the grocery stores and the banks have a profit of $50-100 million. I'm very confused about a recession. Who's in a recession? Are we or are we not? Are we going into one or are we in one?
And when is it going to be over?
Exactly, Natalie.
And all the house interest rates. Exactly. Everyone's talking about this.
Oh, and the taxes can suck it.
Your fucking son says to me, you know, gas used to be so much less. And I go, I have no idea what you're talking about. Gas used to be less. Like what? I don't know. I've never even looked at the numbers. I know I need gas.
Exactly. No, listen.
But I say your son actually said a couple of very smart things in my car.
He's very smart.
Mature, like adult thinking. And I was like,
he is adult. He is an adult thinker. You know what he does? Here's what he does. And I admire him so much. I said to him last night, I texted him because he's really funny to talk to because he gives you one answer word back. Like, yeah. Like, just like, okay. Like, you'll give him like a profound thing and I'll be like this. Okay. Just so you're like, really? And so apparently his coaches talk to him and they're like, and then this. And he's like, yep. And they're like, so are you just saying yes? Or like, are you getting what we're putting down? He goes, yep. And they start laughing. And then he starts laughing. And then I was like, you just have to.
It's a lot to ask a kid to respond.
You
to
have to give him
words.
A minute. And then what happens is like about 8 weeks later, it comes back out again in a way that he has grasped, said, and then it comes out in a different way. And I'm like, there it is. Like, so it just doesn't, you can't, I'm glad I know him. So it comes back out again. And then but it comes out random times. Like it'll come out, like you'll tell him something and then I'll hear it while we're cooking bacon on a different day about another thing. And then I have to be like, oh yeah, she told me that. Let's piece that one back
one
together
of the
again.
Really, well, first of all, he has changed more than anybody. He is no longer a little child. And I think it's kind of like from like, you're his mom and you're with him every day, but his transformation is kind of the saddest because I know, sorry.
I'm like, he is legendary.
No, I mean, it's so sad because there's nothing like when you look at a baby picture of him, and then you see him now, it's height, it's size, and it's face, and the glasses don't help. He's just so different.
But looking. Same personality.
Oh, yeah, but the way he looks, it's like hard. Like, I'm sure that people haven't seen him in a long time are like, oh my God. Like,
his teacher's like, what does he do? Go to bed and grow? And I'm like, he's just growing.
He's just wider.
Mean,
everyone else, I feel like, has been so much more gradual. And I feel like he's kind of like crept up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Anyways, he said what smart thing was when we were getting gas. First of all, I told the kids that they should get the gas for me. And they were all about it. Then our favorite game in the car is to guess how much the gas is going to be, because often we are in the same, all in the same car together, whether it's like a road trip or whatever. So we're going to play the game.
Max like, this is where you guys play?
Yeah, this is a really, it's a great game. You should play. So he came out with a number, which was way closer to what my son initially guessed. And then right before we locked it in, he goes, wait, you have somebody doing the gas for you. So we have to raise the cost of the gas. And I was like, you should have kept that to yourself. So he immediately went up to like a higher number, considering it was going to cost more. I didn't even think about that. So first it was if we pump it. And then I was like, that was, those are the kind of things when you're playing a game, you don't let anyone else know about.
Clever.
Because we would have been so far off if we hadn't added in the attendant.
Clever.
And there was another one that he said, and I was like, shit. Heck. See, it's another thing. Why are you getting so old?
I know.
There's a little boy on our hockey team. There's a little son on our hockey team. And he's really cute and little. And my kids have always been like, he's so cute and little. And he's, I see him just growing up a little. You know that song on TikTok is like, don't you ever grow up.
Taylor Swift, your favorite song. Oh.
I look at that little boy and that things sings in my head. And his mom knows how cute he is too. And I think to myself, like, I wish I might never see him again when he gets cut from the team or whatever. But I'm like, that little kid, you never want him to grow up because he's so cute like that. You know, kids are like, you can grow up.
Yeah, you can grow up.
I actually feel like Chloe and TJ can grow up.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm not, she's gone. She's done.
Yeah, she's a grown up.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going to get a house and retire.
Yeah, she's, her babyhood is gone. She's a grown woman.
Okay, yeah, she's quite a grown woman. Yeah.
She's a grown woman. Yeah, Max, really, it's hard. To watch him.
I texted him last night and I'm like, I want to let you know that, like, I'm not supposed to admire you as a mom, but I was not like you when I was a kid. Mm. And I wish I had some of your characteristics now as an adult, and I don't. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know that. And then multiple people have told me, like, he's like joy mm-hmm. in a bottle. And I'm like, you probably don't know what that means, but I hope you know what that means, is that when you walk in, people feel good. People feel good when you're around.
You might have been that way. Do you know?
I think I was just easy. I think I didn't cause problems.
Right.
I think I was just easy. I think they were like, I knew exactly what to do just to be easy.
There wasn't a lot of room to just go and be like,
oh, I was, I mean, at camp I could be. I was crazy at camp.
Yes, you were.
I was insane at camp and with my friends.
You were very max at camp.
Very max at camp. Mm-hmm. Very my brother and my nephew too. But like now, I just knew to be like, good girl, easy. But I don't know if people were calling my parents and being like, he walks down the hall and he's smiling, or he when he's around, I know my kid will be okay. Like that shit, I'm like, I guess you can't explain that to him, but I, you know, when your kid has challenges, you're like, that is something that I never know if you know that will outweigh what you don't know. Mm-hmm. I just hope I don't know how to instill that in him other than.
I think that as he grows, he'll see it in a room where a room is a certain way. And then when he comes into it, it changes.
You think?
Yeah, because I mean, I think as adults now, when you and I have the ability to have fun, and that like when I walk into like a family event or something, you know, it's like, there's someone who just ups the energy, and you can feel when you up the energy in a room, and he'll be able to see that it's different when I come in.
I hope. I just, you know, you just hope for each of your children because you hope they're just okay. Like you hope they're more than okay. And you know, as I'm seeing him grow, I'm like, I actually texted someone last night, and I'm like, he's so young. He doesn't need to lose his light because of life, external events. He doesn't need to know all that. Like he needs to show up and be a kid. I don't need him to see the politics of the world.
And if you think about us, when we were that age, up until a really long time, we didn't we had other realities, but like when we were kids like that, we didn't know any of that kind of stuff.
No.
None of it.
And I just said, like, let's protect some of them from the politics so they can just show up and be. He doesn't need to have the seriousness of all the conversations going back and forth. Just
totally
let
not.
Him be. Yeah. Anyways, I just thought to myself, I'm like, shit, I would love to hang out with you.
Yeah.
Like, wherever you go, I want to go with you. And he's just fucking fun. You're fun. I hope he never loses fun. Don't let life squish you.
I think, and I hope it doesn't, but I think that some people just have it inside of them. And if you think about the people in your life, you can think about those people who just bring light when you're around them, and they're just easy to be around and they're fun.
Fuck, he's maniac. Anyways, shit, you guys. I am moving. We're going to go. We're going to get a house. We're going to go. Oh, actually, I've been looking for houses for the summer.
Good.
And then I think we just make a series.
I love it.
And we'll like just, we'll make content. Like,
yes.
I said it's like the summer I turn pretty. Two moms and their kids.
God. I'm going to get into my prettier era.
We're just going to go.
And you know what? Content gets boring when it's and stale when it's always in the same place. And our job is to create interesting, fun content and inspire fun.
So I have to email our accountant and say, what's my budget to go film a series? Oh my God, let's go film a series away this summer.
Yeah. Perfect.
What's the series gonna be? And then I'm like, maybe there's like a, maybe we'll just like, oh, we're gonna extend it. We're not coming back.
We send the kids back to school. Well, actually, maybe we keep.
I don't think the husband should come though. To be honest with you, like I know that's mean, but I feel like if we're gonna dial in and really create a content series,
they can visit.
No. I mean, we're gone for 2 weeks. Maybe they don't come.
That'd be so fun for them.
I
know that they wouldn't think it's so fun for them, but if I got left alone for 2 weeks, the plans I would make, let me tell you, I would go visit people. I would fly places.
Yeah. And it's not like a divorce or anything. Like it's not a separation.
I don't think anyone was thinking it's not a trial.
It's not a trial separation or anything.
Oh, no,
it's not. It's just like,
it's not a trial separation. It's not a trial separation.
We're not just testing out to see what it would be like without them. That's not what we're doing.
No,
nobody said that.
I'm not saying that. No, I'm really not saying that.
I'm not saying that at all.
No,
nobody was saying it. Nobody was saying it. Nobody said it.
No, I know.
No.
I wasn't thinking it.
Nobody was thinking it.
I was just saying it would be like if you could like be like in. I think we go move away for 2 weeks.
No, never, maybe, and just keep extending. Check out real estate while we're there.
It would be such a, it's a really nice bubble when there's two moms and seven kids. And then they can just be.
They're so capable now.
And then we can rent bikes.
Yeah. Oh, fuck no, thank you.
Not us.
Remember?
And not that little one. Just like, you know, and not Olivia. She's not allowed a bike. And probably not Max either. So probably not Taylor. Teddy.
When are you old enough to drive a golf cart?
Oh.
Do you have to have your driver's
fuck
license?
Fuck no. Only, listen, your daughter is not driving a golf cart. Nope. And.
How old do they have to be?
You have to have a driver's license.
Oy, we're getting there. We're really close.
And I think you have to be 21 to rent one. Like if you're renting one.
Oh, you can't rent one for your.
No. Anyway, so we're thinking. Our husbands don't know this plan yet. They haven't. Don't tell anyone. I just thought
we have a few plans. We have a few things between now and like September that we're going to squeeze in.
I just thought, where could we go and take the kids for
favorite place
for a break and for a place where we know that they can roam and not be.
And also like a reunion because our kids really don't get to spend all together that much time together. And that's how they grew up.
And
so it's a family reunion.
And I do like that. It's sort of like a tradition. Like they know the place and the girls can definitely roam on their own and go.
Yeah.
And there's free transportation.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So fun.
And I do like that there's lots to do.
And my son says all the time, I said, if you could go anywhere, because he doesn't like to travel. He's sort of really not like to leave home. He likes his house best. And there's one place that he likes to go.
And this is the place we would. So I was like, we could go here. I could go. I'm like, no, we should go here. We should park it. And then we should just beach days and pool days and
day drinking because I don't have to drive.
And just like roll.
I'm gonna get back into my day drinking.
And then
should I try that? I need to
firm
up my stomach. Ugh, it's so gross.
In the summertime, do you know what? Don't talk badly about yourself.
Why not?
Why?
Yeah,
because that's why you don't like the way you look.
I don't think so. I don't think I have that much control over myself.
I was.
Oh, guys, what a whirlwind you've been on with us. The ones that have been here since the beginning. I mean, you guys say, like, I remember those Facebook Lives back in the day with Lindsay. I mean, it has to evolve. There is something about, you know, wishing that it could be the same. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, can't we go back to that? It's like, we can't go back, but we can evolve together. And one thing that we'll promise you is we're always going to be here until we die. You know what I mean?
It is already 24 minutes. We have to take another break.
Mm.
Wow. When you complain, it really goes by fast.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm not complaining. All I'm saying is two things I want to do before our children
die.
Our children are really getting older.
Out of our fingertips.
And Olivia reminded me that she's like, we don't do anything on the weekends. I'm like, at what point? You don't like to ski.
Yeah.
You don't like to do anything. You just want to go travel. I'm like, that's not realistic for 90% of the population. I'm like, I felt guilty. And I was like, I'm sorry. This is a you thing, not a me thing. You get into an activity. Mm-hmm. I'm like, don't put this on me.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't do anything, I'm really sorry. But, your siblings are very busy.
Yeah.
So she's going to rejoin that sport.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you serial?
Well, she's got the date. She's going Feb 6th.
Oh, God. Lord, love her. Lord, love her. And there's space.
Oh, yeah. She's going to the bad team. She's going to the lowest level team.
Oh, my God. I love that.
And there's
her.
Only a practice squad and she won't play games. Oh. And I was like, she's like, that's exactly my dream.
Oh, I'm so happy for her.
She's the kid who feels guilty, who feels sad when the other team scores and when they score, when she feels bad for winning.
I'm so happy for her.
What? You practice squad, babe. You just practice squad that, babe.
I'm so happy for her.
Well, we'll see what happens. Mark's like, is she going to actually go? I'm like,
I think she is.
We'll see Feb 6. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So, I would love a tradition where they know. I would love to do that every summer. I'd love to go back there and them know. I get 2 weeks in the summer where, although they have to stop freaking working. But anyways, where they go and they're like, that is like a moment in time that they'll have because I know that they get these stupid snap memories and they're like, I was here at this point. I like that.
All right. Well, let's do that. This is official. It's a priority.
Tell the husbands. Hey. Yes.
Ooh, my husband's going away soon.
For how long?
I mean, I told him the maximum amount of nights is desirable.
You know what? You should go a day early. Come home a day later.
I would.
And you should. We don't. No, you wouldn't. No, we don't.
I think I would.
But we don't.
If I was him, I would.
Yeah, but you're you and we don't.
Yeah, I know. But he was like to me, when are you guys going, where are you guys going on the road to do some podcasting? I'm like, right, yes, let's go.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going in February.
I know. I'm so excited.
Do we have the dates?
Yes, we do. I sent them to you last night, the flights.
Of when we're going?
When we should go.
I didn't see that. Mm-hmm. You know, guys, this podcast means so much to us because I think someone said to me, I can't remember where I was, I remember where I was, that you have evolved, everything's changing, and I like it because it's unique in the fact that what you talk about is not just children, although we talk about them a lot, but I thought to myself, I'm like, we're changing, thank God, and we're growing, thank God, because if we were to stay the same, I wouldn't like us.
No.
I wouldn't want to hang out with me if I stayed the same.
No.
And I like the fact that, you know, sometimes we talk about situations that are challenging. And I think all of us universally, if you have children who are growing and growing up, you have challenging situations because we're not unique in what we're facing.
Nope.
We're not unique in feeling overwhelmed. We're not unique in feeling like...
Confused. Lost.
And then we're not confused when they keep coming and telling us all the bad things that we're doing as parents, like social media, by the way, that is all over the news right now. It is all over the news.
Well, it's because they're going to make decisions, like the big, like the heads of Snap, Zuckerberg.
I get it, but guess what? You're like 10 years too late.
I know, they're basically saying like we've known this is a problem and we've just basically sat here and
child
let
pornography
it happen.
Is a massive problem. People are stealing images and there's an underground porn market that is so massive.
Sorry, that's just one of the issues.
That's the biggest one. Well, is not protecting the children.
Right, but they're also talking like in the news they're all going to make the decision also for like mental health and suicide.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And anxiety.
And bullying?
Yes.
Yeah, but I think right now the biggest one is pornography. And there, I think they said the rise is so massive in the images that are being shared.
Which makes sense, right?
Well, and Facebook is one of the biggest problems. It kind of makes sense, except you and I get in Spanx and we get banned, yet other people can share everything and their children in bathing suits and don't get banned. So it is very a confusing thing. And, you know, if you are a Common Parent member, there is actually a whole tutorial on how to monitor their phone and put time limits on it if they're connected to you on Apple. And there's also ways to talk to them about their phone usage and way to put in boundaries. Because I will tell you, they do get mad at you. But my daughter, I cut her off at 9:30. At nighttime. I know she's like 14 is probably really, she's like, I'm the only one that gets cut off of my friends. And I'm like, every time I get into your bed, like, cause I talk to her at nighttime, I lie down with her and you ask for more time, you turn your head so you don't actually see the screen time, like the password, because you don't want to know it. Mm-hmm. And I said, so when you're like on the weekends, I don't do that. But When you, if you're like, I really would like more time because my friends are all hanging out and talking at this time, I'm more than happy to do it for you. Mm-hmm. But right now, I think you don't mind going to bed at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Be okay with that. Mm-hmm. Nothing's happening. Mm-hmm. You will catch up in the, yeah, you know what? You'll wake up and have so much to catch up on.
Yeah.
It'll be so fun. It's like, what happened overnight that I wasn't a part of? So I do think that kids love boundaries, and I think sometimes they get mad at us for it, but I don't think we're wrong in putting it in. So if you go to the Common Parent, you remember, and you search it now, it will come up for you.
Guys, thanks for being here with us. We're going
to
go.
Aren't you excited to go away with us?
Yeah, I'm so excited. You'll be virtually there with us 100%. We will be, we're going to film a Friday relationship and sex podcast now.
Can I get a what? Okay, bye guys. See you Friday.